What's going on, guys? Gary Frater here with the I Believe in Me podcast. I want to thank you guys all for the support that you've shown me. This is episode number 4. If you're new to the podcast, the only thing I ask, you know, if anything resonates with you that you like, give it 5 stars, you know, rate it or share it with somebody. You know, the only way we can grow is if you let people know about it. And, you know, it's an organic movement and there's only so much I can do posting on social media. So I appreciate all the support. All right, guys, this topic I want to talk about is actually pretty personal to me because this is something that I've even struggled with in the past. And maybe some of you have, maybe some of you haven't, but let's get it going, all right? So I wanted to talk about forgiveness. And forgiveness is something that's extremely difficult because oftentimes people hurt us, you know, whether it's in our past, whether it's currently, and we just can never seem to get over that. You know, like maybe they said something or maybe they did something that just cut such a deep wound with us, you know, that resonated with you where you're just like, so, you know, you just can't seem to forgive. And, you know, when you're holding a grudge and you're angry, all you're doing is robbing yourself of your happiness. And in the moment, yeah, it seems like, you're holding that grudge. It seems like, yeah, you know, I'm just so mad at that person. But in reality, you're not doing anything to that person, right? It's only harming you. So oftentimes, you know, I find one of the hardest things to do is to forgive people who aren't sorry. You know what I mean? So it's hard. It's something that's like, I'm still struggling with that. You know, in my past, there's been a number of cases where, you know, I haven't chosen to forgive somebody. And I just was holding a grudge. And during that time, it seemed like, yeah, you know, I'm just mad at them and this and that. And then after a while, you just realize that you're just robbing yourself of your happiness because that person, you know, whoever that is, doesn't really, first of all, they don't know that you're holding a grudge against them. And two, the fact that, you know, you're not hurting them, you're just hurting yourself. And that also goes to like the ego in general. You know, the ego can be such a good, like, either motivator for us and be like, yeah, you know, it can push you to do things. You know, if everybody's doubting you, for example, your ego could be like, listen, you got this. You're going to do what everybody said that you can't do. Great. But also, your ego could be completely detrimental to you. Your ego could be the reason why, you know, you get yourself into trouble or something like that. You know, if somebody said something to you and you got mad and reacted in a certain way, like, your ego can get you in serious trouble. You know what I mean? So be very conscious of that because, like I said, it's easier said than done, but look at everything as, you know, just forgive everything and everybody, you know, you can't, and also, ultimately, you should forgive yourself as well because you can't go back to any type of situation that happened in the past, but what you can do is just forgive yourself if you acted wrong, forgive the other person for not knowing any better, and honestly, just try to move on as fast as you can. Just try to move on, you know what I mean? What I like to do is tell myself, oh, you know, those situations don't matter. Like, that's not me anymore. Like, I'm different than I was 6 months ago. I'm different than I was 3 months ago, you know what I mean? I'm constantly evolving, and you're constantly evolving as well. So you're not the same person you were when you made those decisions as well as when whatever that situation was or when you were with that person. You know, a lot of times it could be relationships, you know, your partner could have treated you very poorly, or it could be your parents, you know, when you were young, your parents didn't really give a shit about you, or they talked negatively about you and stuff like that. They never really believed in you. Like, all that stuff can weigh on you. And I find that, like I said, easier said than done. But when you find the courage to forgive someone, that's really like one of the most powerful things. I don't think forgiveness is for weak people. You know, the weak hold grudges. Strong people can find it in themselves to forgive. You know, we all go through shit. We all have like tough scenarios. And instead of saying, oh, you know, why did that happen to me? Or, you know, getting mad about it or bitter about it. Just, you know, just look to forgive because ultimately, that's all you can do. You know what I mean? You can have a negative attitude towards it, and you could let it ruin your happiness. But ultimately, you know, you should learn to forgive. You should, yeah, exactly. And a lot of times we don't forgive because we're worried about what other people think, you know, oh, like, you know, I'm not worried about my, like, any, I'm not worried about my losses or anybody else hearing about my losses. My losses are my losses, you know what I mean? And also, you know, you could, like I said, I'm not worried about what anybody thinks about my losses. So, and once you come to terms with that, then honestly, you should be able to forgive it a lot easier. Because at the end of the day, it's your life, and who gives a fuck what anybody else thinks. So, anyway, guys, my message today is, like I said, just forgive. Find it in you, you know, if that person, it could honestly could be anybody, you know, if that person, if your ex-boyfriend cheated on you or your ex-girlfriend cheated on you, and instead of holding that bitter grudge and just being angry anytime her name comes up, it's super tough. It's tough. But find it in you to forgive. Find it in you to forgive. It doesn't mean that you're going to pardon her. It doesn't mean that you're going to give that person a second chance, because honestly, you should. You know, if you value and you respect yourself, you should. But you should also say, you know, that person didn't know any better, or maybe they did, but you just, that's going to help you cope with it and give you peace. Because ultimately, you should, because ultimately, doesn't, holding a grudge, like I said, doesn't rob anybody but you of your happiness. All right, well, hopefully that helps. You know, if that resonates with any of you guys, let me know. Yeah, and keep sharing the podcast, keep listening, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And I'll catch you guys next episode. Thank you.